This is an executive summary of 1031 exchange costs and fees, what you'll actually pay, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Among the questions investors ask before an exchange, cost is the one most often answered with vague reassurance. The honest answer is more useful. For a standard exchange, the added cost is modest and dwarfed by the tax deferred. For a reverse or construction exchange, it is materially higher and demands a clearer cost-benefit case. This memo lays out what you actually pay, the fee unique to exchanges, the ordinary costs of any sale, and the subtle ways cost interacts with your tax result. The one charge that exists only because you're doing an exchange is the fee paid to the qualified intermediary, the independent party that must hold your proceeds so you never take constructive receipt. For a standard delayed exchange, this fee is generally modest, a base administrative fee, sometimes with a small additional charge per extra replacement property. Many intermediaries also earn income on the interest from the funds they hold during the exchange, so it's reasonable to ask how the interest is handled and whether it offsets the stated fee. Price, however, is not the only variable that matters with a CHE. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.